Governor Sean Parnell and six commissioners served up picnic fare to thousands of Juneau residents on Friday. Some estimate nearly 10% of the city's 30,000 residents showed up. K2OO's Rosemary Alexander was there.
It felt like the 4th of July. Cars snaked across the bridge from Juneau to Douglas, some parked a mile away from the picnic grounds. The food line was a city block long, and those who got there early enough were served by Governor Parnell and his wife, Sandy.
Hot dogs. His specialty was hot dogs.
For more than a decade, Alaska governors have been serving hot dogs and stuff to their Anchorage and Fairbanks constituents. But for Marlene Ibsen and an estimated 2,500 other Juneau residents, this was a first.
It was a great pleasure.
Governors have never held a picnic in Juneau. It didn't seem to matter when the governor actually lived in the capital city. Then Sarah Palin was elected. She lived mostly in Wasilla and worked out of the Anchorage governor's office. State government jobs have moved north, and only three commissioners now live here. The towns felt jilted. But when Palin resigned and Sean Parnell took over last month, he signaled a change, beginning with the picnic. Most of those who came to Sandy Beach on Friday seemed more interested in meeting the new governor than eating salmon and hot dogs, like 25-year Juneau resident Rich Lyon.
And I think I've met all the governors in the last 25 years.
What are your hopes for this one?
Oh, he's already exceeded my hopes. He's here. The big part of any job is just showing up, you know, and it's a relief.
A sentiment heard across party lines, even shared by Juneau Republican Representative Kathy Munoz and staunch Democrat Cindy Spaniers.
And I think this is just a great way to start the new administration. I think it's a really positive move on Governor Parnell's part, and I really look forward to working with him.
I think it's a very positive start, very positive. If nothing else, there's just a signal there that there'll be more communications.
While little tykes played on swings and slides or waited for balloon animals from bulbous-nosed clowns, Parnell gave high fives to their older siblings and shook hands with their parents.
Can I have a low five? It's good to meet you. Thanks for coming out.
I just so much appreciate the people of Juneau who have turned out and who want to see us move forward as a state, and I'm just happy to be working with them.
Juneau hosts an annual reception at the governor's house during the Christmas holidays and a legislative reception in January. Based on those, Chamber of Commerce Director Kathy Romick figured 1,000 might turn out for the picnic.
We couldn't even have guessed that the turnout would have been this big, because we compared it to our legislative reception and the governor's open house every year, and we have almost quadrupled the number of people. We are guessing probably close to 2,500, maybe more, which is phenomenal.
Mayor Bruce Botello said the first annual Capital City Governor's Picnic did have a 4th of July feel about it.
And I think the message he's tried to convey is his support for Juneau as the capital city, and that he, for his part, intends to support the role of Juneau in the state. And that's a wonderful message to be hearing right now.
Some local bloggers say the picnic is just lip service to the capital city, and Parnell needs to move into the governor's house to prove himself during his 17-month term. But 2.5 hours into the picnic, Parnell was still surrounded by folks of all political stripes. Guy Gleason was patiently standing in the long food line. He said it's just been the last couple of years that he's paid attention to state and national politics.
This new governor can bring some new life to the state of Alaska, and I'm pretty excited about it.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.